Good evening, everyone. Today is the last class because next week we're going to start with the oral exam. So the people who are enrolled in our center in Tudela will come for an oral exam here at the center. So we're going to start with Unit 11, just to finish off all the program, concessions and linking words. Well, this is a very important test just for reading and for writing, because you have to know all the different linking words and connectors in order to write and understand tests. So it is important for you to know the different connectors to express confession or to express, well, in fact, all the unit is about confession, although, in spite of, despite, etc. So in page 131, we've got although I regret it, and then a different way of expressing the same, regrettably, with an adverb. So sometimes we can express with connectors or in a different way, regrettably, lamentablemente. Or they arrive at the hotel before it started raining, or they arrive at the hotel promptly, very early, soon. Well, and then we've got other linking words to introduce adverbial sentences, and they are divided into time and place, after, as soon as, before, once. They are very basic ones. Any questions about any other connectors? Well, we've got in page 132, we've got reason, comparison, condition. Well, you can see in condition, in linkings, as long as, siempre que, if, in case, provided, or provided that is the same, si, siempre que, provided, provided that, as long as, provided, and provided that are synonyms, you can use them for the same purpose. Well, negative condition, if you don't, or unless, unless is usually used with first type conditionals. Unless you study, you won't pass your exams. And because unless is a negative word, you have to use it with affirmative verbs. Right? Unless. Purpose, to, in order to, so that. Well, the linking words for purpose are very useful for you, because we use them a lot. I'm going to study English to improve or to promote in my job. So as, so that, in order to promote in my job. So you can use to, in order to, so that, so as to express finality or purpose. So it's important for you to learn how to express purpose in a proper way. Result, so that, or he was so interesting that, or he was such an intelligent boy that, such an intelligent boy, such interesting film, such beautiful people, tal. Or tan, such. Confession, although, aunque, as long as, siempre que, so you can use as long as a condition as well. You've got even if, incluso si, even though, incluso si, aunque, though. This is used normally at the end of the sentence. You can say, for example, I don't like fish, I like sardines, though. No me gusta el pescado, me gustan las sardinas, sin embargo. So you can use though at the end of the sentence. Whereas and while are used in the same way, mientras que. Mientras que, whereas or while. Well, here in the next part they are talking about how to translate the adverbial clauses. When you arrive, cuando vengas. Sometimes we confuse when you arrive and we use when you will arrive. When you will arrive, some people use the future, because in fact you are talking about the future. But in Spanish it's subjunctive, cuando vengas. And some people in English write when you will come. This is not okay. When you come, when you arrive. Well, donde fuimos año pasado, where we went, this is. Siempre hacían las cosas como a ella le gustaba. They always acted as she wanted, manner, as she wanted. Hazlo como quieras, do it as you please. Lo haré para que te calles. I'll do that to keep, or so that to keep, so as to keep, in order to keep. You can use different purpose sentences. And then concessions words. although, perhaps in point number two, despite and in spite of, they are similar, they've got the same meaning, they can be used. On the one hand, plus a noun, despite the bad weather. Weather is a noun, despite the bad weather, despite the rain, despite whatever, a noun. In spite of, plus a noun as well, in spite of the alarm bell. So it's the same to use despite or in spite of, it's the same. And then we've got, despite the difference in their ages, it's the same, despite plus the noun. And where is that? In page 134, we've got in spite of and despite if, also plus a sentence. So you can use despite. Let's see, for you to know the difference between despite plus the noun. You can use despite plus the noun. Despite the rain, for example. A pesar de la lluvia. And the same is true in spite of. Despite the rain, we went to the park. But you can also say, despite the fact that it was raining. So if you want to use a sentence, you need to use the fact that. El hecho de que, a pesar del hecho de que estaba lloviendo, despite the fact that it was raining. So this is the use of despite or in spite of, plus noun or plus a sentence. But if you want to use it with a sentence, you need to add the fact that. You can't say despite it was raining, a pesar de que estaba lloviendo. This is wrong. Despite the rain, or despite the fact that it was raining. You can see that in page 134. In spite of, despite it plus noun, you can introduce the noun fact. For example, despite, in spite of the fact that. You can see there that you have to use the fact that to introduce a sentence. A pesar de, etc. Then you've got these some complicated sentences, inversion sentences. After a negative word, you can use the inversion. Susanna, I think you used one inversion in your composition and it was okay.
Maybe.
Perhaps you did it on purpose or not.
Yeah. No, yes, yes.
Or you did it on purpose,
I
mean.
Yeah, for practicing a little, but I don't remember now.
But you used it, so it was okay, an inversion. So after a negative word, never, no longer, no when, rarely, and was like, only, or a locative expression, expression of place, a place expression, an auxiliary verb is required. Never is he happy. Only then did he notice or did he realize, or sometimes you can also use it with were or with had as well in conditional sentences. With were or with had. Had you come earlier, you would have seen the film. Si hubieras venido antes, so instead of saying if you had come earlier, you can say, had you come earlier, you would have seen the film. This is inversion. And well, this is a bit difficult. So, well, you have to know that it exists, but perhaps, well, you can use it in your compositions, but if you know exactly how to use it, if you are not sure about how to use it, don't use it. Because, well, it adds a bit of complexity and it enriches the composition. But if you don't know how to use it and you do it wrong, it's worse, okay? So it is better to use the expressions you are sure about. Okay, well, you've got exercises about how to introduce the concessions, the linkings. Any questions about the connectors? Okay. And about the test? Any vocabulary, budget, hotels, they're talking about economical hotels, not very expensive hotels. Okay, so well, we have finished the themes, and what we're going to do today, well, on the one hand, I've written the answer key for the exams, so you've got it there for you to copy them when you have time, the first exam, and the other exam, right? Because I want just to read the test for you to prepare the pronunciation, because this is part of your oral exam. So I have decided to devote this class to read the test. because I've got here two students, and we will read it together, okay? One each. Okay? We can read them together and correct the words that are not okay. So you've got here the two exams, okay? For you to copy the key when you wish. And if you haven't got any other things that we can do, we can start with the reading of the test. So we've got the first one. Okay, I'm going to start with the first reading. Travel destinations in page 172 in your book. Madrid's calling cards are many. Astonishing art galleries. Relentless nightlife. Its transformation into Spain's premier style city. An exceptional live music scene. A feast of fine restaurants and tapas bar, and a population that has mastered the art of living the good life. It's not that other cities don't have some of these things. It's just that Madrid has plenty of them. It's often said that this is the most Spanish of Spain's cities, and it is indeed Europe's most passionate city. Very few Madrileños come from here originally, possibly making this Europe's most open and welcoming capital. If this can be summed up in a single phrase, it's the oft-heard, if you are in Madrid, you are from Madrid. It's not that they'll knock you over with the warmth of the welcome. Rather, you'll find yourself in a bar or lost somewhere and in need of directions, and you'll suddenly be made to feel like one of their own. Just as quickly, without knowing when it happened, you'll realize that you never want to leave. Okay? So, well, we continue. Well, we're going to leave out 174, this travel itineraries test, and we're going to start with Tikal test about Guatemala, Tikal, 176. Susana, can you read the test, please?
Yes. Any
licensed
guide will usually cost around $60 for
$60.
Oh, $60, sorry. For 1 to 4 persons. $10 per extra person, up to $75 maximum charge. Some guides ask $100 for 10 persons or $200 for 20 persons. If you join a group, you may pay as little as $6 or $8 per person in some cases. Be aware that there is no match price or capacity control. Some guides will try to guide more than 50 persons. If you are on a bus to Tikal and encounter a guide offering his service, be sure to ask for his carnet or Guatemala Institute of Tourism license. Regulations passed for
2009
require all guides in Tikal to be licensed. If you book your guide privately,
privately,
ask for details such as languages spoken and how many people will be accepted in the tour. Better guides will accept a maximum of 20 persons. You can book from almost any hotel or visit the guide booth in the Tikal Visitor Center upon your arrival to get the guide in turn. Licensed guides take turns to all have work. Be careful buying your services on the street. There are several types of shuttle buses that go to and from Tikal every 30 minutes to 1 hour or so. Some older collective shuttles are very crowded with local residents who live on the route and or other visiting the park. Other shuttles cater to tourism and aren't so crowded. Usually tourists just wait along the main road and catch one of these shuttles. Most hotels sell tickets for certain shuttles and book taxis, especially in the early morning hours. Private transportation is also available. When booking transportation in advance, always ask about vehicle condition, age,
air conditioning,
capacity, etc. Overloading vehicles is a common and dangerous practice through Guatemala.
Throughout
Guatemala.
We've got the word available, disponible, available, and also throughout. A lo largo de, en todo, throughout. Okay? Crowded, shuttles, route, guides, license, almost, guide booths, transportation, overloading, intern. We have to try to, for example, all the words that start with T, we have to pronounce a plosive T. So, tical, tourism, to, transportation, try to, transportation. Okay. Right, okay, we continue with page 178, test number 2. Do you mind if I put the camera on you? Do you mind?
Oh,
you don't? Because they are all the time watching me, and if you are within, so, okay, so the other students can see you. Okay, so.
A destination wedding is the type of marriage in which the bride and groom travel to a specific land and a location to get married. More and more couples are now opting for a destination wedding. Such a type of wedding adds style and privacy to wedding celebrations. It is also considered as a cheaper and yet far better arrangement of a wedding ceremony. There are several romantic places spread all over the world. The most popular types of such destination are beaches, and around Caribbean, Hawaii and Florida, Europe, Italy, England, Switzerland or France, and luxury cruises. The wedding destination selection mostly depends upon personal preference of the bride and groom. Planning destination wedding can be a cumbersome task, as people getting married don't have much knowledge about the place of their choice, and they also stay very far from the place of their choice. Therefore, managing all arrangements is tough.
Let's just stop for a minute, just to remember the words, the most difficult words. Uh-huh. Marriage, couples, they were okay. Arrangement, picturesque beaches, Switzerland, luxury cruises, knowledge. Getting married don't have much knowledge about the place of their choice. Knowledge, conocimiento. And therefore, managing all arrangements is tough. Open up, tough. Okay, you can continue.
There are several wedding planners who reduce the worries of people and offer no-frills services of wedding moon planning. They take care of everything from the hospitality for guests, casting selection, decoration of venue, traveling aspect of West, as well as the bride and groom, and wedding photography. Some of the prominent beach resorts also offer all-inclusive destination wedding package. It's a great and cost-effective way of getting married for people who love beach wedding. So if someone is planning to get married in style, it can be the most ideal way. Contacting a destination wedding planner or doing some research over internet for all-inclusive package can be the perfect first step to plan a wonderful destination wedding.
Okay, so we've got in the second line reduce the worries and offer no frills, hospitality, guests, cuisine selection, decoration of venue, remember that the words that start with V, you have to make the difference between B and V, right? So venue. Thank you very much. V, and we have to try to do in an oral exam, we have to try to pronounce V and to make the difference between B and V. Then, resort, all-inclusive destination wedding packages. Package, singular. Packages, the plural. Packages. And research, okay? Investigation, research. So to look for information about things. Right. Okay, so we continue. Prices in France. US dollars are not accepted in most establishments, though some hotels, shops and restaurants may accept US dollars at an agreed upon exchange rate. As a rule, prices for most goods and services, including hotels and restaurants, in the French regions are significantly less expensive than in Paris. There are also significant discounts for senior citizens, students and children under 18, for domestic transportation, museums and monuments, and for some leisure activities, movies, etc. Restaurants usually charge for meals in one of two ways, a prix-fixe menu, also called a menu or menu. This includes two or three courses with cheese and or desserts, and sometimes a half bottle of wine for a stated price. Or you can order a la carte, which is generally more expensive. Prices at cafes can vary considerably depending on location as well as where one is seated in the establishment, standing at the counter or sitting at the table. Prices in areas that attract many tourists, for example the vicinity of the Champs-Élysées and around Notre Dame, tend to be more expensive. Almost all restaurants include tax as a 15% service charge in their prices. If a meal or service has been particularly good, leaving another 2 or 3% is customary, as it is leaving the waiter the small change from your bill if you pay in cash. If service is not included, a 15% tip is appropriate. In hotels, tip portals approximately 1.5 pounds for each bath, and chambermaids 1.5 euros a day. Taxi drivers should be given 10 to 15% of the netted fare. Tip hairdressers 10%, assistant 5%. Small tips of around 1 euro are reasonable for cloakroom and washroom attendants, users and museum tour guides. It is a standard practice to tip tour guides and bus drivers after an excursion, generally 1.5 to 3 euros, depending on your level of satisfaction. I was thinking about the word usher. I think it's, I say user, but it is not user. It's with A, ushers, okay? Los ujeres, acumuladores, etc. Ushers, with A, ushers. Okay, we continue with Susanna in page 182.
Okay. Like many European cities, Barcelona has its historical center, in Catalan known as Ciutat Vella, or the Old Town. The median of winding streets known as the Gothic Quarter sits atop the ancient Roman city of Barcino. Many of the typical Roman constructions remain. The actual town hall is located in what would have been the central square of the town of Barcino, and the whole city walls can still be seen in many parts around the city. The now famous promenade of Las Ramblas, which besets the old town, is the remains of an old dry riverbed which acted as a natural border to Barcino. The popular shopping street of Porta Ferriza is literally translated as the Iron Gate and still has the watering troughs for tired horses approaching the city. However, there is an even better way to view the whole city of Barcino in all its glory. The City History Museum. Hiding away in the old town, you could be forgiven for missing the entrance. Indeed, once inside, there is a little to impress apart from a few old paint stones and plaques. However, step inside the elevator and you're literally transported back in time to over 2,000 years ago. Below the busy streets of Barcelona, in an air-conditioned chamber, you can walk the old Roman streets of Barcino, view the ancient laundry buildings
where clothes were washed
and dyed.
Ah, es que tengo escrito. And dyed all marketplaces with huge urns of oils and wines. Photography is not allowed, and there is an eerie silence as you walk around the elevated platforms just above those populated streets of centuries ago. And one of the best things about the City History Museum is that it opens its door from 3 on the first Saturday of each month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got here, for example, in the fourth line, winding streets, winding, sinuosas, winding streets, ancient Roman city, promenade was okay, the remains. The trouts, los abrevaderos, trouts for tired horses approaching the city. Then, indeed, once inside, a few old keystones and plaques. Keystones and plaques. However, step inside the elevator and you're literally transported back in time to over 2,000 years ago. And clothes were washed and dyed. We have to try and pronounce washed and dyed, okay, with the past participle. Mm-hmm. Huge urns. Eerie silence as you walk. Eerie silence as you walk. And that's it. Okay. Well, if you have any doubts about how to pronounce a word, we have to look for them in the dictionary or in the internet, and then you copy the phonetic translation and you try to more or less interpret the phonetic symbols. Okay. Mannequin piece. Maribel, this is for you.
Also known as the Queche, the little boy of Brussels, is one of the city's most cherished figures. Many tourists and Belgians come to visit and laugh at this statue dressed in one of its customs. The impressive wardrobe is on display at the Maison du Roy, King's House, on the Grand Place. Numerous legends have sprung up around this symbolic Brussels figure. The most commonly heard is the one that, by answering his famous call of nature, he reputedly extinguished the burning force of a bomb destined Grand Place. In reality, this charming little fountain was put in place during the reign of Archduke Albert and Archduchess
That's a well. It's got quite difficult words to pronounce. I'm going to repeat it. Okay.
Yes.
Also known as the Quartier de Bruxelles. I don't know how to pronounce this. The little boy of Brussels is one of the city's most cherished figures. Regularly, tourists and Belgians come to visit and laugh at this statue, which is often dressed in one of his costumes. The impressive wardrobe is on display at the Maison du Roi, King's House, on the Grand Place. Numerous legends have sprung up around this symbolic Brussels figure. The most commonly heard is the one that, by answering his famous call of nature, he reputedly extinguished the burning fuse of a bomb destined for the Grand Place. In reality, this charming little fountain was put in place during the reign of Archduke Albert and Archduchess Isabel to supply drinking water to the neighborhood. Okay? Right. We continue with page 186. Women travel groups and tours. Okay, it's my turn.
Yes.
Okay. Some of the best tours available today are those which offer the intimacy of small specialized groups. Women looking for travel companions with similar interests often find that taking a trip with a group of women is more fun and less stressful. The tours for women listed range from high-speed group adventures to relaxing extended vacation getaways to life-changing cultural immersion travel experiences. Personalized small group tours to top world destinations, including Greece, France, Italy, Ireland, Egypt, South Africa, Brazil, Croatia, Portugal, and Argentina. All trips should be custom tailored to offer unique sights and experiences at every destination. The main goal is to provide a one-of-a-kind travel experience while meeting new and lasting friends. For example, women can be invited to gather for retreat and replenishment on an island in the tranquil turquoise blue waters of the Mexican Caribbean, historically a place for healing rituals among the Mayan people. Participants will stay at intimate, informal hotels on the beach, where landscape trails, tropical gardens, and the beauty of the ocean will provide a perfect abode for the retreat or a perfect place to practice volleying. Okay. Tranquil. This word similar to Spanish tranquilo. Tranquil, turquoise blue waters of the Mexican Caribbean. Tranquil. Okay. Susana, can you continue with Fitur?
Yeah. Congressos is a Spain travel shown targeted to business travel market. It has been held annually since 2000. Fitur is a meeting point for tourism professionals in which they can establish lines of action, strategies, and business alliances to energize and consolidate the tourism business, innovating to answer the changing demands of the market. Tourism promotion agencies, operators, hotels, travel agencies, consultancies, and experts in international tourism management and development will all meet in Madrid for Fitur. At the last edition, 10,966 exhibiting companies from 166 countries, regions.
124,644.
Thank you. Professional participants and 7,532 journalists met during Fitur to transform leisure into business and business into development for those destinations that welcome millions of travelers who visit and enjoy them.
Try to pronounce V. Travelers, development, okay. Visit. Yeah, try to do it. Yeah, we have to stop and think. Stop and think.
Okay. Fitur Congresos serves as a one-stop shopping experience for planners who are seeking more information about various destinations within Spain. This is an excellent opportunity to establish business relationship and contact throughout the country, as well as an opportunity to identify potential follow-up. Qualified planners may also choose one of several different pre-tour trips that are structured as familiarization trips.
Familiarization trips. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the second line, targeted, it was okay, targeted, it has been held annually 2000, so we have to be careful with figures, with numbers. When we see a number, a figure, we have to stop and think about it. 1,000, 100, etc. We've got, for example, business, a lot of people pronounce business, is wrong, business, tourism promotion agencies, then management, development, then leisure. The second paragraph, planners who are seeking more information about various destinations within Spain. Throughout, identify potential follow-up, identify potential potential follow-up qualified planners and familiarization trips. Okay? And that's perfect. Well, they're just about handling complaints. We are just going to leave it. And that's it. And then we have finished. So, well, the first part of the oral exam, okay, for the people who have to take the exam and to do it and record it, okay, with a webcam and a microphone. So the first part will be just reading the test, as I told you. And the second part, you will have to prepare a short presentation of about 4 or 5 minutes. With 4 minutes is okay, 4 or 5 minutes, as last year, about some personal experience, but you can base your personal experience on the test from the book. For example, because we have time, we're going to talk a little bit about, for example, your opinion about these trips, especially prepare for women. Okay? So, can you tell me about this?
Yes, we were
you are talking, watching the,
yeah,
the screen. Well, some of the topics, or one of the topics is, for example, this kind of destinations or trips, excursions, especially prepared for women. For women who want to travel alone, or because they want to, I don't know, to chain, or they don't want to be alone, so they go together. But they are trips especially designed for women.
You mean,
right?
Not for men? For women.
Not for men, just for women. Well, this is the test we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one? In page 186, so specialized groups and women travel groups and tours. So just choose. Or there are also, for example, trips especially prepared for lonely people, or for people who haven't got a companion to go to India or to Africa. So there are some specialized agencies who organize everything for them. So you say, I want to go to Senegal, and they prepare a trip for you and some other people like you. So this is the same with women. So what do you think of this kind of...
For me, it's quite difficult to understand, because I don't know why. I can understand that this kind of travel could be successful for people, persons who travel alone, but not especially for women. I can understand why for women. I mean that it is really important for men or for women, from my point of view, I think.
What do you think, Maribel? Do you think it's...
I think it's possible the this kind of travel to a place in which you are shop, it's a shopping town, for example, in which people enjoy. But I don't like this type of travel. Possible. There are people
who prefer.
Prefer.
Well, there is here a sentence. Women looking for travel companions with similar interests often find that taking a trip with a group of women is more fun and less stressful. So perhaps if they... I don't know how to explain. Perhaps you just want the company of women, because perhaps you don't want to talk to men because they've got some different interests. So perhaps if you're in a group of women, you are sure that the things you're going to talk about are more or less the same as the other women. Sometimes we talk about different things. We like different places, we need different things, different facilities in hotels, for example. We appreciate other things. So perhaps a travel agency or a tour operator who devotes or who prepares or who arranges some trips especially designed for women, perhaps they are looking for a different kind of customer, of course, to make money, to make some benefit, but perhaps for some women this is an advantage.
Because there are a lot of men don't like the friend or guy or for another possible. Nowadays, a woman have to go out the town, and it's possible it's a rental.
Okay.
I don't like.
I heard some, I think it was in a tourism book about hotels, who were specially designed for women. They were safer, and no men were allowed in the hotel. And especially for business women, they were very successful. They were very popular with business women, because they could be there at the lounge, they went to the restaurant, to the bar, and sometimes they felt safer in these kinds of hotels, because you have your key, no men around, in the bar, in the restaurant. So they felt safer. They say in London, they were talking about a hotel in London just for women. And it was very popular with business women, who were there, and they were safer. They were talking about a jewelry dealer, una vendedora de joyas, viajante de joyas, jewelry dealer, who always went to this kind of hotels, if there were, because you don't have this kind of hotels in all towns or cities.
Because she thinks a man could make a robe, stole something. I don't understand that.
It could be the same. If you're going to be burgled or stolen, it could be a woman as well. So, but there are some hotels and women feel safer in hotels with no men around. Or perhaps you are in a restaurant, reading the newspaper, and you know that no man is going to chat you up. To chat up, ir a ligar contigo. To chat you up. So it's another kind of, I am just, and it's the same with the tours, the trip we were talking about before. Sometimes if you are traveling, if you are alone as a woman, perhaps some men think that you need some company, and you don't need company. You just want to be alone, perhaps with other women, shopping, traveling, visiting a museum or reading or just sitting at a table having a drink, but you don't need male company. Okay, so perhaps sometimes these kind of hotels are popular because of this. More topics.
Quite boring too.
Okay, another topic we could talk about is, for example, if you, for example, in Spain, if you have to recommend a city to travel to, which city would you recommend? We got here, for example, a test about Barcelona. They were talking about Barcelona. We have other tests about Madrid. So perhaps for your oral exam, you could talk about your favorite city to visit in Spain or in a different country. So I prefer London. Oh, I think that Barcelona is a very good city because you've got everything, culture, things, theater, leisure. So what do you think?
Yeah, but I think it depends on the kind of tourism you want to do, because it's not the same idea to visit Barcelona than to visit Toledo, for instance, or I don't know. Or the south, some
south of Spain,
some sunny weather. So that's why I think it depends on the kind of tourism
you are looking for.
Yeah.
Maribel, what do you think? Any city
in Spain, or
well, you can choose. If you have been away, if you have been abroad, perhaps
I love, for example, I love London. It's full of different cultures. Parks, for example, I I like working around the but I weather is not very good. For example, the weather in Spain is a good weather. London for tourism.
Okay, so this could be another.
I have the opportunity to visit, I think, a lot of countries. It's quite difficult for me to try to recommend one of them, but I know that there is one not to recommend, because for me, Venice, there is a place it is impossible to enjoy. To enjoy, because there are a lot of people. It's impossible to travel. To it's quite upset in the end. That's why I say that for me it's the only place not to recommend.
Not to recommend.
It depends. It depends time which you visit.
High season, summer, low season summer. In summer.
Yeah.
I went there and I enjoy the smell
of the water.
It's not very good, but I think it's working
maybe you're right, but I always travel in September, October, and there is only Venice that I have a lot of problems with people. Maybe you're right, but I'm not sure.
Maybe they are
cinema.
Trade fair.
Trade fair or another thing similar in which.
I don't know. One month before my trip, I heard a new in the radio. Is the person, I don't remember the word in English. The person who the town hall who the president.
The mayor, el alcalde, the mayor. Mayor.
Okay, 1 month before my trip, the mayor of Venice is true. I said that they were thinking about of. Put limits to the assistance of tourism, and I say, yes, it's true, and I could, I could, ¿cómo se dice?
Prove. Okay, attendance, assistance. Assistance is when you are going to help someone, to assist someone.
Okay.
Assistance. Asistencia, ayuda. Attendan, an attend, asistir, de ir a visitar. Eh? So to attend. But you don't say to attend Venice or to attend a touristic town, to attend a conference, to attend a course, right? So to visit, for tourists, to visit, to travel, to go to Venice. So they are thinking about limiting the number of visitors to the town because it's too much. They are so. Right. Okay, so another topic could be a place you wouldn't recommend. So this is another topic for your oral exam, right? A place you would recommend, a place you wouldn't recommend, and you can describe a particular city. The prices, for example, they are talking about the prices in France, the restaurants, the tips. So you can also make your oral exam about prices. You can compare different parts of Spain, for example, the south and the north. You can compare European countries, South American countries. So you can talk about everything you want. I mean, you don't have to talk about exactly the test that you have in your test book, but just use them as input for your oral exam. So about prices, what do you think about prices and about well, the comparison between Spain and other countries?
For me, there is no big difference between countries. Many people say that, well, if you travel to, I don't know, Paris, for instance, it's quite expensive, but in Spain it's the same. The drink in Barcelona and some places For me, there are a lot of countries such as
Russia.
Which I don't know how to say it. It's not expensive, but comparing the prices, the price of the I don't know the beer, mm-hmm. is quite expensive comparing with the salary
uh-huh.
of the people, and you can understand it. But
mm-hmm.
if you travel to some places such as Roma.
Rome
is quite expensive too,
mm-hmm.
for me, I think.
Yes, Maribel, what do you think about the prices?
I think, for example, prices as other countries, but the quality, I think, is better. For the same prices,
mm-hmm.
Price, for example, the hotels, for the same price, mm-hmm. are better
in Spain
than in the United States or in England, France. Hotel is horrible, mm-hmm. for example, and in Spain, in 2 stars.
A 2-star hotel. Star hotel, it is singular, eh? Because it's like an adjective, a 2-star hotel. A 2-year-old child, a 2-star hotel. And when you write, the same, a 2-star hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to finish for today and for the course, okay? So, just good luck for your oral exam. I will see your recordings and I will evaluate your recordings. And thank you for your attention on this term. And I don't know if I see you next year or... Well, anyway, thank you very much for your attention. Bye.